Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through God's precious Word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is, to people as they are.
All through Paul's writings, he talked about how time is short. In other words, Jesus Christ could come at any moment. The verses we in 1 Corinthians 1:7, waiting for the coming of Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:51 and 52, talking about the coming of Christ. 1 Corinthians 16:22, the word Maranatha, we discussed that last week, literally means our Lord cometh. So all through the Philippians 3:20, we look for the Savior. Philippians 4:5, the Lord is at hand. 1 Thessalonians 1:10, and to wait for his son from heaven. We looked at all these bunch of these verses last week about Paul's mentality that Jesus Christ could come at any moment. And we're to have that mentality, so to speak, is to look for the coming of Christ even today. We should so live our life that we believe that Jesus Christ died and yesterday, he rose again today, and he rose from the dead today, and he's coming back this evening. I mean, always anticipating the coming of Christ. Time is short. It also has a separate meaning that our lifespan, not very long. Where has time gone? Last Friday, you remember I celebrated my birthday, Friday a week ago, December 6th, Friday a week ago. I turned 64. Where has time gone? When he says, remember, brethren, time is short. And there's people in here a lot older than me. I'm not looking at nobody in particular. But who's got a few years on me. And y'all would say the same thing. Where has time gone? Isn't time short? We think as we live day by day by day, the day never ends, but when you look back over the last year or two, here we are at the end of 2024, and it just, where's it gone? And that's the Paul's mentality. Not only is the Lord can come at any moment, but time is short. What thou doest, do quickly, okay? Because time is short. Matter of fact, Kyler just finished that wonderful study of the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 12. Remember now the Creator in the days of thy youth when you're able to do something. Because it talks about there in chapter number 12 how when you get old, your eyes begin to turn dim. And your ears start hard of hearing. I'm having that problem now, you know. My wife says it's just select hearing. I hear what I want to hear. But the truth is, sometimes I have a problem hearing. And seeing, you rise up early in the morning. We talked about this the other day. Teenagers can sleep all day. You know, it's nothing for them. They sleep till noontime. Even little kids can sleep till. But you old folk, the Bible talks about rising up at dawn, before dawn, you know. And I'm doing that now. I just get up before daylight. It just... I have to go to the bathroom more often too. But that's another asset. But you get the point. When we get older, things happen to us. And so time is short. So what we do for Christ, you need to get busy because there's going to come a day when we're not actively able to do. Now, we can still pray when you're home. That doesn't mean that when we're get old and dilapidated or whatever and we can't physically do anything, we are still used of God. We can pray, we can call people, we can do things, encourage people in the Lord. But still, time is short. The principle is, where's time gone? Time draws, and that's what he's saying here. He's talking to these married people and unmarried people. Time is short, okay? It remaineth that both they that have wives be as though they have none. Remember, I laid the foundation. Don't take this out of context. It does not literally mean act like you don't have a wife. You know, stay out all night gallivanting and doing all the things. No, what he's talking about, Paul said that a man who was not married was able to to care for the things of the Lord and how he may please the Lord. Remember, we read that. His focus was to serve the Lord. However, a man who was married cared for the things that he could please, how he could please his wife. And rightfully so, we're supposed to do that. We're to take care of our wife. Matter of fact, in Timothy he says, if a man doesn't provide for his family, he's worse than what? Worse than an infidel, an unbeliever. So it's our responsibility to take care of our wife, our family, our children. What he's saying, that we need to have our concerns for the things of Christ above all the other cares of the world. Okay. Remember the thought. Regardless of a person's situation, he should live for the Lord, whether married, unmarried, divorced, whatever situation you find yourself in, you're still to live for the Lord and glorify him in that life. So he's not talking about, again, about live as though you don't have a wife, but remember to make Christ preeminent in your life. My dad, he's been gone now for over 10 years. Used to have his office used to be up there, upstairs where the crow's nests are. And he, on his desk, he had a little sign for years and years and years. It said JOY. And it's an acronym for Jesus first, others second, yourself last. You want to have joy? Well, follow that little acronym. Put Jesus first. Others would come second. And yourself last. This is what Paul's saying. He's saying don't take care. He's not saying don't take care of your wife and don't act like you don't have a wife, but you put Jesus first. And if you do that, by the fact, your home life would be so much better, so much more pleasing, not just to the Lord, but to your spouse. When you do you pray together? You know, do you do things together and all? But anyway, he's talking about your focus upon the things of the Lord. Verse number 30. They that weep as though they weep not. Again, he's not talking about not grieving when others grieve. We talked about the Selvies lost Sister Selvie, the longtime pastor's wife. She just passed away this past week. The family is grieving over the loss of a mother and other grandmother, this friend and all. He's not saying weep not. You're going to grieve. By the way, remember, Jesus wept. But you have to get it all this in context. We have no time to indulge in sorrow. A person be caught up in grief that they cannot function sometimes. That's what he's saying here. I have to be very careful here, but this, how we address this. There is a time for grieving, but it is a time. It's not for the rest of your life. And that's what Paul is saying. You have to move on. Brother Dr. McAllister, when he does funerals, I'd love to hear him when he does funerals. He talks about losing a loved one. And he uses the example of like when you lose a loved one, a wife, a husband, or whatever, you never forget. He compares it like losing an arm. You always have that arm, it's always gone. And you always remember that part of the body is gone. However, but you moved on. You're able to function, even though that part of your body is missing, and your wife, your husband, whoever is missing, you move on. Life goes on, does it not? We grieve, we weep. I think about Moses when Moses died. Children of Israel grieved for 40 days. 40 days. And after 40, I remember that because I remember when I preached my dad's funeral and I used that passage of scripture. After 40 days, Joshua got up. He said, okay, we got to move on. We grieved. Now we have work to do. And we did preach daddy's funeral, and that was a thought. We have time for grieving. But if daddy was here today, he said, you keep moving on. There's still people to win to the Lord.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.